Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Hania. Well, however good your financial literacy is, there's always going to be a disagreement about how best to spend money. And IBEC is today calling on the government to significantly increase its investment in infrastructure in the coming years. In its pre-budget submission, it's warned that business opportunities could be missed if constraints in the economy, particularly around housing, are not eased. Fergal O'Brien is the Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence at IBEC. He joins me in studio now. Fergal, how much do you think the government should spend on infrastructure, and where do you want that money to come from?
Good morning, Adam. Look, there's no question the Irish economy is still performing really well. And we see in IBEC members across the country, they have really ambitious investment plans. But those plans have been frustrated on two fronts. Firstly, the capacity constraints now that are really significant in the economy, physical and social infrastructure, and also concerns about competitiveness. And there's a real risk that we actually become complacent about our economic success. But we have this spectacular opportunity now in terms of this surge in tax revenue. It's really important. We couldn't even spend it all now, I think, if we wanted to. But we need to make the right decisions that will shape the next phase of growth for the economy. And for us, the priority is to put that into an infrastructure fund that we continue to build up over the coming years and ensure that when we do hit that downturn, that we don't see a drop off in investment. And crucially, we signal to markets internationally that Ireland is going to be a serious player in improving its infrastructure, and we'll actually bring more capacity that will help offset some of the inflationary risks that the economy faces.
You have said that worrying too much about overheating is maybe missing the point somewhat, but I suppose the counter argument is that if you start bumping up infrastructure investment too much, you're going to add to inflation. You're going to get less value for money from that investment, and that's all going against competitiveness as well.
Not delivering the infrastructure, living with these ongoing capacity constraints, not just from an economic and business perspective, but crucially from a social perspective, will undermine and continue to undermine the competitiveness of the economy. So we have to be effective in terms of getting this done. We need to see delivery. And it's not just about physical infrastructure, it's about public services. It's about having the capacity in our planning system, for example, to deliver the much needed projects. And it's about quality of life and social infrastructure. We cannot delay the investment ambition. But crucially, if we signal long term, we'll bring more capacity, which will offset those cost concerns.
Whatever about the issues around overheating, the practical constraint at the moment, particularly around infrastructure projects, the lack of skilled people to actually do the work. And that's something you point to yourself, the lack of labour at the moment.
Yeah, and we can invest in upskilling as well. We have this incredible opportunity, not just in the public finances from corporate tax revenue. We have $1.5 billion sitting in a national training fund surplus that we have to put to work in terms of upskilling, in terms of reskilling, in terms of helping people into the labour market. But we also need to keep an eye on cost competitiveness, Adam. Our members are really concerned about some of the costs that are coming at them. For example, government is implementing a living wage. It makes sense, but that's going to bring incredible costs right across the economy in terms of doing business. And we need to see an offset mechanism for that. So when we're getting close to top of cycle, which we probably are now in the Irish economy, we need to keep an eye on the cost competitiveness issues as well.
You say you don't want corporate tax surpluses to be put towards meeting future pension costs. You say taxes ultimately need to be higher to do that. What taxes need to go up to cover pension costs?
I think there's a real risk with the sovereign wealth fund that we get a sense of complacency. The money is in a fund. We don't need to make hard decisions today. We do. We need to invest in our public services. We need to invest in the cost of aging. That means you actually need to raise taxes in some parts of the economy.
Which parts? Which taxes need to go up?
Social insurance costs will need to go up in this country. We absolutely accept that. But we also need to broaden the tax base. We're too reliant on income taxes. We're too reliant on corporate taxes. We need sustainable tax revenues that will fund permanent costs in the future. It can't be funded out of the one-off magic fund.
At the same time, you're calling for indexation of tax rates and bans, and you also want the 9% VAT rate maintained for the experience economy. So that kind of goes against the idea of having to raise taxes.
So it's a balance between taking those long-term decisions to make the public finance sustainable and protecting our competitiveness in the short term. The indexation for us makes absolutely sense, because if we're not indexing that entry point to the top rate of tax, we're seeing far too much of people's income going in the top rate of tax that will damage incentive to work and competitiveness. So we've got to get the balance right. You need to have more people contributing to your tax system. It doesn't mean that we hit those that are already paying with excessive income tax levels.
Fergal O'Brien, Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence at IBEC. Thank you very much for that.